Is everybody having a good time? I mean, is everybody having a good time?
Shut up. Shut up. All right, now you're ready for the second half. As good as the first, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're going to start out with a band here, made up of Mary Flower, Andrew McIntosh, Rick Ruskin, Jim Schwall, and Jay Sommerauer.
You're going to love it. Yay.
Good evening. Since this is the blues week, we thought it would be a good idea to start off with the blues. Upon my door early this morning, knock came upon my door. I said, "Hello, Satan, I believe it's time to go." Now me and the devil, we's walking side by side. Now me and the devil, we's walking side by side. I'm gonna go home to my old lady, be the Lord till I'm satisfied. Please bury my body down by the old highway sign. So my old evil spirit can't catch a Greyhound bus and ride. Thank you.
was Rick Rustin. My turn next. I think I'm going to do a blues. What a concept. This is a Bill Brunzi tune. I'm in love with you, babe. Let me drive your automobile. I'm in love with you, babe. Let me drive your automobile. I have one arm around you and the other hand on the wheel. Now looky here, honey, don't tell that stuff to me. You want to have one driver, you got two or three. Look here now, you gotta take care of your automobile. You got a sweet little car, honey, but too many drivers behind the wheel. Here's Rick Ruskin again. Jay Summerall. Drivers at night. You know, don't two drivers can treat your automobile right. Look here, honey, gotta take care of your automobile. Well, you're supposed to have one driver on a big kind of wheel. I love you, baby. Let me drive your automobile. Love you, baby. Let me drive your automobile. Have one arm around you, honey, and the other hand on the wheel. Thank you. Andra Faye McIntosh got the next one for you.
Ooh, thank you so much, Tim. Ooh, a little more vocal in the monitor, please. Got a Sippy Wallace tune here.
I come to you, sweet man, and I'm falling on my knees. I come to you, pretty papa, falling on my knees. Asking if you ain't got nobody, would you kindly take me, please? Cause I'm a mighty tight woman, I'm a real tight woman. Lord, I'm a jack of all trades. Also be your slave. Lord, I can do things so good, you will swear that I behave.
Bye.
everything I do.
Thank you.
Mary Flower now.
Well, thank you. It is so good to be back at Blues Week. This is so much fun, it should be illegal, I think. But thank goodness it isn't. Well, we sort of arranged a tune here. This is a little kind of gospel sounding tune. And I learned this from that great blues man, Blind Earl Scruggs. Earl would never recognize our version of his song. A tune called Pollen Song.
Thank you.
Tosh, Rick Ruskin. All right.
It is such a treat to just hear folks in a different setting and just see how versatile they are, that they can just do anything. It's wonderful. I guess we better make some announcements.
We got lots of announcements.
We were given some announcements to make, and all of them have to do with things that are going on. This is always a event-packed week. Tomorrow night's events that are open to the public are kids games and dances in Elkin City Park. Rich, we have to give these to each other for our anniversary this year, don't you think?
Okay. Yeah.
Then we can look in weird places, right? I'm sorry.
Maureen?
I'm sorry.
What anniversary is this? I guess it's the flashlight anniversary.
The flashlight. What year is the flashlight anniversary? That's what we want to. No. Tomorrow night's events that are open to the public are kids games and dances in Elkin City Park from 7 to 8 with Glenda Baker, and Picking in the Park from 7 to 8. And I thought I heard somewhere that cable TV is now even picking this up, and that you can even see this if you miss it in person, maybe on the television. You might check into that. Thursday is the Craft Student Showcase in the lobby of this building, and at 8 o'clock, a concert of swing music, dancing, and more. And so I was talking to some folks during Swing Week, who are at Swing Week, and this, they tell me, is the year of dance. And they're real excited because they have a gentleman, Earl Scoggins, is here. He's teaching tap dancing. It's wonderful. And he will open the show tomorrow, so let's hear it for Earl.
You don't want to miss that concert.
You do not want to miss that. He's from New York and is just doing amazing things here. I just can't wait. I love that stuff. The weekend's Friday night. You all know about that probably, with a public dance, the Blues Boogie, with music by all your Blues Week favorites. So we're going to be out there and we're going to play till we drop. It's going to be wonderful. And I know that you guys are going to dance till you drop. It's just the best night. So
that sounds kind of ugly, everybody dropping all over.
And dropping what is what
I can't take her anywhere.
See what you don't know about me.
It's out of control.
Rich has a few announcements now.
Oh, thank you. just to let you know what the jamming that's going on, there are jam sessions in Jennings Randolph Hall, and they also have refreshments there for those of you that would like some refreshments later on. If you'd like a tape of the highlights of this and other Augusta concerts, you can order it now at the sales table in the lobby. So after the concert, you may want to check that out. I don't know about you, but I always look forward to getting those tapes. We usually get them in the winter. Now, I used to say the dead of winter, but now that we live in L.A., it's sort of when the flowers start to bloom, you know? But it's still nice to get.
You know what? It's always a tradition for us, too, that we have that tape. Maybe from the year before, and we listen to it as we're leaving. You know, it's sort of like it, it's taking a little bit of Elkins home with you. There's always some tape that we're putting on, usually of a past concert as we're driving out. So yeah, you might try that. It's a nice tradition.
It was a really nice, cheery thing to listen to after the earthquake. Man, we had some.
Stop it.
All right, so I think we can get on with this show now. We have a special little time now where we have some solo performers. And the first is going to be the lady who put this thing together way back in the beginning for the Blues Week, and that is Miss Joan Fenton. Would you please welcome Joan Fenton?
Joan!
Thank you. For those of you that know me fairly well, you know this is past my bedtime. So I thought I'd do something kind of quiet, because it's a sleepy time for me. For the last 4 or 5 years, I've been playing in Colonial Williamsburg and doing some other things besides blues, and thought maybe I'd do a little bit of that for you tonight, since there's so much blues on the program. This is really one of my favorite songs. It's a real pretty song. It comes from the mountains of Virginia. It's about this young girl who falls in love with a married man.
Hey!
Joan Fenton. Now, Mr. Mark Galbo.
Good evening. Oh, look at this.
Yeah.
Well, I decided to dedicate this song to my Volkswagen. I do a lot of driving, so it's a steady rolling man. Well, I'm a steady rolling man. I roll both night and day. Man, I'm a steady rolling man. I roll both night and day. Well, I got no loving woman to be rolling this away. Yeah, I'm a steady rolling man. Icicles hanging on the tree. Said I'm a steady rolling man with the icicles hanging on the tree. Well, can't you hear me howling, baby, down on my bended knee? I said you can't give your baby everything she wants at just one time. Come on now. I said you can't give your baby everything she wants at just one time. As you get rambling on a brain, boy, and some other man upon a mind. All right. I'm a steady rolling man, icicles hanging on the tree. Yeah, can't you hear me howling, baby, oh, on my bending knee? Let's go. Said I'm a steady rolling man, I'm full night and day. Oh, I'm a steady rolling man, I roll both night and day. Oh, can't you be howling, baby? We're all rolling this away.
Thank you very much.
Dr. Del Grosso.
Mark Galbo, give him
yes,
another
yes, let's hear it for Mark.
How many of you folks, for you, it's the first time to Augusta? Clap.
Applaud.
Applaud.
Yay. All right, we are glad you're here.
This is an unofficial census, so I don't want you to take this too seriously now. How many of you folks now, this is your, let's say you're just your second year now at Augusta? How many people here have been here for 5 years?
Yeah.
All right. How about 10 years?
Whoa.
How about for 100 years? Wait a minute.
And now look under your seat and one of you will find a door prize.
It truly is a special experience, and all of us that have been a part of it now, it's very special to all of us to be a part of this program. I do hope that you will come back for the swing concert, because it is a wonderful show. It's going to be a lot of fun. And then there's all kinds of dancing going on. And I hope that you will take time, all of you that are here, especially during the day, and get a chance to look at the people working on the different crafts. How many people are here, are students and teachers working with the crafts and the different arts?
I bet a lot of them are down there working right now. Yeah, I remember the first year I was here, I was doing stained glass. I came as a student while the first Blues Week was going on, and I still have that stained glass window that is a really nice memory of the first time. And you know, one thing I really would like, and I speak for both of us, the folks in Elkins are just not to be equaled. We do this in a lot of different places, and the warmth and the love that we all get, we travel around and do this, and you know, the hospitality we get from the folks in the town of Elkins is not to be believed. And I really think that the other students who are coming from many distances feel that too. So I just want to say thank you to the town of Elkins. We love you all. We really do.
I buy my clothes in Elkins, too.
He does.
I do. I bought this shirt at Kmart today.
He did. Woo!
Listen, I have to buy big sizes, and I can't just shop anywhere. One of the special things about Augusta is that it's a magnet. It attracts people from all over. And even though people may not be working at Augusta, there are people that like to come and visit. And we have a special visitor this week. We're really pleased